Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and you know the joy I have within my heart just to be here and connect with you and to bring Charlene with me also. Hi,
hello,
Charlene.
Hello, everybody.
Well, Charlene, I didn't talk to you about what we were going to do today for the Christmas program, and that's okay. I'm sure you can catch up with me.
I'm sure I will.
I decided that since we're coming close to Christmas, I really wanted to bring in something that was true and real and had to do with Christmas. And several years ago, Mother Mary had given me a story about Christmas from her perspective. And I have it on a website, cosmicconnections.com, and I thought I would read this today because it's so beautiful. And we're rather limited with the Christmas story as far as the Bible is concerned. There's not a lot about it, and certainly nothing from the human perspective of Mother Mary. And that is what this is about, and I'm going to read it because I just think it's so beautiful. Is that okay?
Sounds good to me.
I figured you would agree.
Well, yeah. Yes,
you like the Christmas story, too.
I do.
Yes, and keep in mind, this is from Mother Mary. She had given me this information several years ago, and it is just so beautiful. And I wanted to connect with everybody there and give them the essence of what Christmas was like for her. And she starts out and she says, "When I found myself with child, I was joyful. The Essenes had prepared me for this event, and my mother had given me to the temple so that I was steeped in a life of preparation for this moment. The public does not know much of what I was taught now. My soul was purified, and I practiced love and devotion to God every day. It was a serious way of life. There was much prayer, and the dietary rules were followed, which also helped discipline the mind. All the waking hours of the day were focused upon spiritual pursuits. Even though I was a young child at my pregnancy, I was very developed spiritually. Most of the Christmas story is known. What isn't known is the personal response to the circumstances. Our group had many general philosophies through scriptures, and we were very aware of them because we studied them in great detail. Many of our teachings are not available now. There was a great depth of understanding about astronomy, astrology, and cooperation with God between the physical and spiritual. We understood how love and compassion not only influenced the individual, but also influenced world events. These teachings are slowly surfacing now because there are ancient documents that are coming to light. Discovery of what you call the Dead Sea Scrolls has brought to life some of the richness of what the early Essenes believed. These beliefs influenced all their waking moments. These teachings were dispersed to other settlements in their purity and can be researched. Some have already found them in Tibet. The monks in the monasteries have preserved them in their richness. Some of the truths alluded to are not being understood completely now, but there will be people coming to the prominence of the new wave of understanding that will bring these truths to the people. DNA influences upon the spiritual will be understood soon, and there will be great advancement for the world in this area. For now, understand that the story of Christmas in the Christian tradition is a beautiful story of love and commitment to humanity by those who love you. Much was sacrificed to bring these elements to the world. Know that there will be much more coming as humanity is ready now for the next rung of development. Love is all that is necessary. That is the Christmas story. Love changes the physical as it changes the DNA, which is the carrier to the physical from the spiritual. This will soon be understood. My son never discussed this fact, but rather taught how to get to the perfection of what spirit could bring. He taught that going within and finding your father was the method of advancing. This is the truth. Go within every day and look for your father, as that is the place of residence, because you are a noble receptacle for soul qualities. These soul qualities are what your God is, and you can find them. You do not need authority to find this, and the early Christians understood this well. They understood this because the Essenes taught them. The Essenes stayed as the contemplatives because they were preserving knowledge that was handed down to them from the high spiritual attainment which came from Atlantis. There will be more of this, as the world will find some of this knowledge soon. None of the facts of the past matter. What matters is the Christmas message. And that message is a message of love and giving oneself to their God and holding their neighbor in the same esteem as they hold themselves. This time of the year opens portals to the next dimension, and there are blessings that flow to earth at this time. These are very important gifts being given to you from the heavenly hosts. If you become too connected to the monetary way of possessions and expecting some individual from a myth to bring happiness, you will miss the event of what the heavenly hosts can give through the love force. If your heart is of the love force, you can connect to these gifts. The gifts change your soul. They give peace and harmony. These gifts come from a special repository that is held in reserve by the angel hierarchy. The angels who sang at the event of my son's birth are there for each and every one of you at this time of year. They wish to sing for your edification and advancement. Open up your heart to them this year. Stop and take the time to go within and seek them. No one seeks that does not find what is in his or her heart. It is a principle of the universe. You will attract to yourself what you are. It is the manner of which this universe was built. My thought for my children is this. May the peace and joy of the Christmas season be with you in these times of anxiety. It is a story over 2,000 years old, but it is just as real and powerful today as it was then. If you go within, you can hear the angels sing. They are not singing for the announcement of my son to the earth, but rather they sing for your blessings. If you go within, you can be a shepherd who tended their flocks on the hills of Judea because the angels sing for you. However, you must be in the silence of the night to hear them, just as the shepherds were over those many years ago. If you do this, you will become as the wise men with their gifts of precious things for my son, but these gifts will be advancing your own soul. The heavenly hosts love you. We have faith in you. Be good to yourselves. Give up your fears and come back to your God. There is nothing that your world has to offer that compares to the love and devotion of God. Understand God on a personal level. You can reach your Creator if you go within and search for Him, her. That is the Christmas story. The beauty of this event is that the heavens open every year at this time for these blessings. Open your heart for the gift. And this, my dear friends, is from your mother. So what do you think, Charlene?
I think it's wonderful.
I do too. And I wanted to read it today for several reasons. First of all, it is because we are close to Christmas, number one, And number two, this is a time of great anxiety, and so I wanted to read this so we all stop for a few moments and connect to what truly is real. And I wanted to read it today, Charlene, because you are here. And I want to read again those lines. DNA influences upon the spiritual will be understood soon, and there will be great advancement for the world in this area. And is this not what we are doing on this show? Clearing the DNA, clearing the etheric body. And so we are working on this right now, are we not?
Yes, we are. Yes, that's one of the most important things that he has me doing right now, is clearing the DNA from the individual, plus their ancestral line.
This might be a good time, Charlene, for those who are new to this program, for you to explain on a short trip.
On a real short trip.
What you do.
It's real short. Yeah, of what I do, huh?
Well actually, in cooperation with God.
Especially. Okay, what we do, and when I say we, a lot of times you'll hear me say, well, we'll go in, and it's because I'm the physical essence, and God is the healer. But he requires that there's a physical essence that he connects to this earth to help with the healing, and he does the healing. I'm only the facilitator for God, because if you really think about it, when we go in to do some healing or to change, like we're talking about the DNA, that is the only one that really has the wisdom and knowledge of how to do that is higher source or God, because he knows how to change the vibrational frequency of the sound and of the cells and change the memory that has been accumulated through, like you're saying, with centuries of background, and be able to change that DNA that we have and change it to a positive, so that there is that love that's coming in, because there's always been so much in our DNA that has been, you know, from a negative reference. And so when we go in, God will just go in and command those chromosomes and those DNA to change the memory, which is a vibrational frequency. And he'll change it, and he'll put in a positive, which would be God's love, which is the highest vibrational frequency that you can ask for. Because God's love is really what keeps everything connected, is God's love. Scientists are calling the adamantine particles, which means it's part of the atoms within the structure of each cell. And so God goes in and changes the negative to a positive. So if you have a goal that you choose to have, like prosperity or love, or maybe you're having some issues with a relationship or relationships with others and maybe with yourself, then God goes in and changes that DNA. He changes your past life memory within the cells. He'll change the subconscious mind that has a negative memory. Like one of them is, we've been discussing before, you might have in the past an oath of poverty within the generational line, and he'll go in and pull that out and put in it place that God has abundance for everyone and for ourselves. And he has the individual will say their name and say, God has an abundance for, let's say, John, whatever the last name is. We don't discuss last names on the show. But we'll put that, God will put that in. And then he'll change also the DNA. Then he'll turn around and change the heart mind, which is a receiver and a transmitter. So when he's changed all of that, in a real quick way that I'm talking about, sometimes it takes several minutes, but when you think it's been going on for centuries, the vibrational frequency of the memory and sound of that memory, then it's pretty quick in comparison.
Well, darling, I just am listening to you intently, and I've got a chuckle here. I just love your passion. That was a short explanation, my friend.
Was that fast enough?
I love it. I'm glad I didn't answer the long explanation.
It's kind of interesting because some of them we've changed. What we've done on the show, watch God change the oath of poverty. See, that can, even when your ancestors, let's say that your ancestors were in the Depression, which most
of us had. Hey, sweetheart, let's just hold that thought for a second and let me invite people to call in.
Okay, do that.
Oh, thank you. I'm
so
glad I have your permission.
The whole time.
And so, my friends, we're off to another start here. And give us a call here at 877-876-5227. And if you're new to this program, you will soon learn that people who want to change things in their lives, that it really has a lot to do with a clearing of your etheric body, a clearing of your DNA, because if you have stuck energy from past lifetimes, which is what happens here, then you attract into your life some of the problems that you held in the past. And to release current problems, it is as simple as clearing the etheric body and the DNA that you hold in the physical body. And so give us a call, 877-876-5227. Charlene mentioned a few things. The oath of poverty. Do you want some prosperity in your life? How about the physical? Are there physical problems that you wish to release? You might have some connections to a past lifetime where you are again repeating some of the physical problems you had in the past. We can look at that. And then from the point of view of what I do, I work with my angelic counterpart, Allura, and she reads the Akashic Records. I work with her very intensely, very closely, and we go to your Akashic Records to find out answers to certain questions, your missions, and so forth. And so Charlene and I are here at 877-876-5227, and we are opening the show to you, my dear friends, and we will share with you the gifts that we have received, and we share them with great compassion, with great love, and are very open to any problems or questions that you might have. So, Charlene, we talked a little bit about the DNA, and I would like for you to comment on this from the perspective of when you clear the past, how this clears the present, and it clears future generations. Do you want to comment on that?
Okay. Well, I've when God and I go into the God field to do this clearing, what I see sometimes a lot with the being very visual, He will show me sometimes exactly what is in the past life that hasn't been cleared. What it does is it resides, the memory resides within the cell, in the cells. And you might have that memory, let's say, for instance, an individual might have a lot of problems like with their legs, or maybe they have a lot of problems dealing with headaches. And so maybe there's something that's in the DNA that is doing that. I would never make a guess because I have no background medically, but God sometimes will show me that there is a memory there that he will go in and clear it. And usually the individual won't have whatever it is that's been bothering them. Let's say they have migraines a lot. Well, sometimes that's cleared immediately, and sometimes it takes several times in order to clear the memory or to find some reason. There's been times when I've said to somebody, you know, you really need to go see your doctor, you know, and get confirmation on this. But because I'm not in the medical field. I'll only tell you what God tells me, and I'll repeat what I hear. But sometimes in, like for with the poverty, some of it will be in, most of us have all come from a background of the Depression. Or maybe the Civil War. Maybe there was a great deal of anxiety and fear associated with the Civil War. And once he goes in and clears that DNA from a past ancestor that's been passed on to us as an individual, that anxiety isn't there anymore of the fear that you're... Right now we're dealing in fear for prosperity or the financial situation. What it does is it creates a memory that is coming forth for everybody from the past.
A link. A good way to think of that, Charlene, is it's a link.
Yeah,
something that's happened
that's
here
is linking
to an event in the past.
Yeah, and what it does is it's like a fellow I was working with this last week. What it does is it intensifies the feelings, not only now, but the feelings that were projected either in a past life or in your DNA. And so it intensifies it by 100-fold. Somebody else might look at you and say, well, I don't know why you're so afraid all the time. Well, it's because they have more of anxiety of memory that's being remembered and brought forward, not knowing why it's so intensified, but it's in the cell memory.
Touch on future generations from that aspect, Charlene.
Okay, what happens is what I see is it's kind of like you were talking. It's kind of like a link. And when God goes in and clears that DNA and the chromosomes, you're just watching go in and pull out one of the links and replace it with a different one. What it does is it makes it so that that feeling, which results in a behavior pattern, will be pulled out, canceled and released to God, and will replace it with a different memory, which is, there's plenty of, if you want to use the word money in the world for me, or there's plenty of prosperity, or there's plenty of friends for me, or jobs, maybe having a job. All of those things are taken out, and if it's with prosperity, what it does is it limits what is in the memory, and then it also is not there to be passed on to the next generation.
That's what I wanted to get to, is that when you clear yourself, you're clearing the past, but you're also clearing the future generations, which I think is very important because that could be your children, that could be your grandchildren.
Well, there's many times I'll say to somebody, I'll say, you know, you don't understand, and none of us, especially when I first started this, I didn't understand the significance of God, what God was telling me. He says, you must clear the future generation, because what you're doing is taking the vibrational frequency of sound, light, color spectrum from off of the earth, which will make the earth a much more pleasant and positive energy in which for us to all live. But it also clears those future generations. And you're not looking at maybe, say, a great-grandchild, and they're having the same fear and anxiety as you as an individual had a few years ago, because it's not there anymore. You cleared it for them.
And I think that that's very important work.
Well, I don't know what the word is. It, to me, is so awesome to think that to ask God to clear an issue like that and know that it's cleared your past ancestral line you and your future generation. It's just not there anymore because he's pulled it out, and it's been taken out and dissolved and a new link put in, a brand new link.
Well, I'd also, since we're talking about this, Charlene, I would like to connect to these thoughts as the way in which Jesus or Yeshua healed.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
You want to comment on that?
Well, because, you know, I think it's part of, like, what you were talking about when you're talking about Mother Mary and recognizing the fact that we don't understand what was said to the depth that it's really written. And then when you understand these principles, you go back and read it with different understanding, and all the time it's there saying it. And Christ and his healing or his ability to understand how to manifest or how to heal, or he had great knowledge of how to change things. And that's what's happening to mankind right now. Many, many people have that ability now to understand and to create the energy.
Would you agree or disagree that this was some of the principles that Yeshua used in healing?
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I think so. And if you read any of it, you'll find that what he said was said something about, oh, well, I recall the one where they asked him which sin, the parents or the child, or the man, because he was blind. He said neither. And it's kind of interesting because he understood that there was a principle there that needed to be understood. And then the cells, once God goes in and starts working with a cell, he puts it back to the original memory of what's at the beginning of its creation. And that was perfect intelligence. And Christ had that ability to understand that principle and put those cells back into that original memory. And then it's not there even for that individual or for the purpose that it was created in the first place. It clears it for the next generation as well.
Very exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like you look at it and you say, well, how could this possibly be that this could be changed so quickly when it's been an issue in generations for how many generations maybe it's been projected? And yet, I mean, I look at it sometimes and somebody will say something. I say, well, I don't know. God created heavens and earth. I guess he can do that. To him, that's pretty simple. For me, it's a big, you know, wonder. But he knows how to make the adjustments and the intelligent change. So I just trust he knows what he's doing.
Well, my friends, if you just want to hear Charlene and I chat, just sit back and don't dial our number. But if you want, if you want us to work for you and work on some healing or bring forth a message from your Akashic Records, some information perhaps on your mission or some spiritual problem in your life or actually a problem between you and others, then give us a call here at 877-876-5227. I know you're out there listening. You're listening to our voices, and I know that you're enjoying what you're hearing. And maybe even we are changing some direction of your thoughts to bring in truths that are more, are fuller. But unless you give us a call, we can't assist you. 877-876-5227. Let your fingers do the dialing. If you're from Canada, we have a Canadian number too here that's toll free. 888-815-9750. Imagine being able to sit there, listen on your computer to such incredibly wonderful information. Cost you nothing. Those at BBS have provided these phone numbers toll free. Imagine a free service. because we are here to serve. And while we're talking about BBS, those out there who are spiritually attuned, send your prayers to those who stand behind these controls, who allow us to come into your home, into your heart, and send some blessings their way and some prayers. We all can use it. Again, 877-876-5227. I remember one time, Charlene, talking to Caroline when she was here with us about if God can heal, why he needs someone in this dimension like you working with him to heal. And she asked that question, and God told her to go look in the Bible at the events where Jesus had healed. Do you recall her talking about that?
No, I don't. I don't know. I didn't hear.
Well, she talked about that on a show with me in the past, where she had done some research in the Bible at the different miracles that Jesus had performed. And one of the things that he said in every one, that it had to do with one of the things that was at work, was faith.
Right.
In other words, if you have no faith that God can heal you, it won't happen. And so
now,
there had to be...
Yeah. And do you know why that is?
Well, I was just going to say there had to be an element of faith. Now, you can explain what you know about that and tell our listeners as to why faith is necessary.
Okay. Faith is an energy. It's a sense. We're talking about everything you think, everything you feel, and every word you speak has a vibrational frequency on it. So if you have a frequency that says, I feel and I believe, it has a vibrational frequency. Unbelief is a lower vibrational frequency. Faith and belief is the higher one. Christ always said, do you believe? And they would say, yes. And he says, thy faith has made thee whole. In other words, that's the first vibrational frequency of energy that is projected to you as an individual. It opens you up to allow God to come in and change the energy is there, because you're open for it. You're ready. You're saying, yes, I'm here. Let's make the change. And that's what
I
always said.
I recall one of the miracles that Jesus had performed. And what is so beautiful about his work, I mean, he treated everyone with love, whether they were Jewish, whether they were Hebrew. Well, I don't mean Hebrew, but Roman. And all who crossed his path. And I remember one story in particular where this Roman centurion had come and seen him. And just imagine this. You're in a country at that time, 2,000 years ago, where the Romans were considered the tyrants who had the land under control. And, of course, a centurion was a high enough rank that he probably had 100 men under him. And so he had a great authority as far as the Romans were concerned. And here he understood that Jesus, Yeshua, could heal. And he came in humility and asked, and I forget who he was asking for, if it was a child who or someone in his household, who he was asking the healing for. And he came with the words basically, that he understood, and I can't remember the exact words, but that he understood that Jesus did not have to come, that all he had to do was to, heal even from a distance. And Jesus basically said to him that it was his faith, and the individual that he had come to ask the healing for was indeed healed. I thought that was very a very beautiful story in the sense that using these principles, using faith, believing, you could even heal at a distance. You did not have to lay your hands upon someone, as so many of the faith healers do, and I'm not being critical of that, just stating that with faith, with love, with humility, that you can heal at a distance. As you're very aware of this, in the sense that we're doing this now. If we have some callers, call in and ask for a healing.
Well,
if you don't, you're going to hear Charlene and I for another hour.
Well, they're busy listening.
Is that what
know?
It is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I thought your letter or that opening comments from Mary was so important to realize that the greatest energy that there really is love.
Yeah.
Because it's the highest vibrational frequency that there is, and when you project that love, I don't care whether it's the neighbor next door or the family within your household, that is the greatest healer, is that love. And I thought that was really wonderful what she said, is love is all, is really it all, explains it all, let's put it that way, because it's such a high vibrational frequency.
Well, that particular year was an exceptionally profound year for me, Charlene, because I had gone on a trip with a group of people to Israel, and we went to these holy places. We went to this place that is believed that the shepherds were tending their sheep when that message was brought forth that this child was being born. They have a little church there. It's a very pleasant place, open field, kind of hilly, some trees along the ridge, and you sense the serenity of the place. And I could imagine what it must have been like at night watching your sheep under the carpet of stars, perhaps the moon, and imagine what that must have been like, because I really do think it happened that way, that the skies opened up and they saw these angels proclaiming the moment of the Christ child's birth. Just think of that for a moment, what that must have been like to these shepherds who, for all intents and purposes, were probably very illiterate people, might not have even known how to write their names. But here they were, out there on a hill, on a cold night, and to be able to hear the angels sing, as Mother Mary so beautifully put. What a divine message to the world, is it not?
Yes. And it said that he brought love. And I guess one of the things I like about the Christmas season is the fact that there is a sense of feeling that just is all the way around that of the love. I think you feel it unless you're so wrapped up into the material things. But I still find that there's that feeling there to think of what you want to do for somebody or what do you think would make them happy. And if we do that, well, then we haven't missed the reason for what Christ really did teach, and that was love one for another.
You know, that is so true, Charlene, but there's another element of that. And one of the reasons that I wanted to bring this forth today, and that is to love yourself. To love yourself and to prepare for the Christ child coming. Because so many today, I feel, do not look upon themselves with the love, do not treasure themselves as the human beings that they are, that they house the soul that God made, and to be good to yourself, to be kind to yourself, to love yourself as well as your neighbor. It's really hard to love your neighbor if you don't love yourself. And so I wanted to bring that to the forefront. And the other thing that I wanted to mention, too, is that this is a special time of the year that the angels, as Mother Mary said, the angels do dispense great blessings. And maybe as we talk about this, if you go within and try to feel the essence of what this season is all about, maybe you can touch into the temple that is your soul and start to feel this and open up and prepare yourself and ask the angels to give you some of these blessings. Connect with the child that tradition shows was born in a manger. Now, is that part accurate? I can't say at the moment, but just where they placed the child after the child was born, I don't think really matters. What matters is that the child came and there is this story of love and compassion, and this is the time of the year where you can step into that.
I think it's really important for us to, and I've had to do that myself, and that is to learn that you must value who you are.
Yes.
And I don't say that lightly by saying that you should come first. I'm just saying that being respectful, honoring yourself at all times. And sometimes we have people in our life that come forward that are not very respectful or not honoring us. And it's important that we respect and honor ourselves. And independent whether they do it or not, we must be respectful of ourselves and not allow that to occur and keep doing it. And it's kind of interesting because one time I was told very clearly, when you allow others to abuse you, you will allow them to abuse us. And I thought, boy, that was really profound for me to recognize the fact that we're all one.
Well, sweetheart, we've got a call here. And what is your name, caller?
This is Ruth Ann. This is Ruth Ann.
Hi, Ruth Ann.
Hi, Carolyn. Hi, Charlene. I just want to thank you for the beautiful message you've been imparting. It's really valuable information, and I've really enjoyed listening to the program thus far, and I thought I would call in because I'd like to ask for a healing. I've made a lot of progress on the conference calls, and I meditate and work on myself. However, sometimes I feel like there's something I'm not quite getting to, like there might be some block or some trauma, and I can't. You know, I just don't know. I was wondering if you could give me some direction or give me some insight as to how I might move forward.
Well, let me ask you a question, Ruth Ann. This blockage that you're feeling, are you feeling that is connected somehow to your own feelings of self-worth?
You know, it could be. I hadn't thought of that, but it could be. I guess I have a feeling that I guess I'm so grateful for life and all the grace that's been bestowed on me, and sometimes I don't feel worthy that I'm, you know, not, I mean, on one hand I know that surely I am, but then there's another part of me that feels that that I'm not.
Well, I think I'm so glad you called in with this question, Ruth Ann, because as I was alluding to this earlier, I really think a lot of people are in that space. You're not alone. There's some little piece of us that feels on some level that we are not good enough, we're not worthy enough, yet we know that that's not true. But the dark has kept us prisoners for so long in so many of our past lifetimes that we carry this sense of unworthiness with us. And you know that it's not true, but it is there. And Charlene, I would like for you, if you'd be kind enough to explore this, and then after you do this, I'm going to go to Ruth Ann's Akashic Records and see if we can get some more information on this, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you.
Let me ask you a question. When you said you'll start doing pretty good and then pretty soon you don't feel like that you're worthy of what's happening, correct?
Right. Sometimes I feel like I'm in a very good place and very clear, and then other times I feel like I'm, that my awareness, my level of consciousness gets pulled back to a place where I feel unworthy, where I don't feel like I'm aligned with the divine, that I fall back and I just feel like I go back and forth.
That was kind of what we were talking about before. What happens is in the past, in our ancestry or DNA line, people said, okay, if we tell them all the negative things about themselves or all the negative things that might happen to them, then they'll work really hard to do better. So what they did was they projected a lot of negative into the subconscious memory. And so as soon as you have all these great, let's say, individual all of a sudden pulling out of the poverty mentality or lack of financial support, then all of a sudden they go, oh, wait a minute, I don't understand this. How come all of a sudden I got all this money coming in? And the subconscious goes, whoops, I don't deserve this. And then that analytical brain kicks in and says, oh, yeah, you don't deserve it, you know. You've only understood lack, and so it throws you back in.
It's true. And externally,
is that true?
Yeah, it is true. It is true. And that's important to understand. I need to be aware of that more.
Okay, soon as it happens, I'm telling everybody, as soon as it happens, you say, I am the essence, and whatever your belief system, with me, it's I am the essence of God Father and God Mother. Therefore, I was created at the beginning in perfect harmony with my higher source. Therefore, I do deserve, and I accept. You can deserve all you want, but you got to accept. And I now accept all that is mine by divine right. Okay?
Charlene, repeat that, please.
Thank you.
Repeat that for her, honey.
Go ahead.
Charlene, I'm asking you to repeat that. It was a long statement, and I want people to absorb it.
Oh, okay. Let's see. What did I say?
That's why I'm asking you to repeat it.
How can I read? Just a minute. What happened? You mean the whole thing? What happened?
Well, when something comes up that you're sabotaging yourself, what they're doing.
Okay. What happens is, if I had a teaching a class or I have a diagram up on the board, what I would do, I would call it the sphere of understanding. In other words, we have been programmed from conception to present time. We have a belief system about ourselves. And if we start to become very prosperous after being in lack for so long, all of a sudden the subconscious says, wait a minute, I don't understand this. I understand that this over here. So what we do is you have to look at it and say, okay, I have this prosperity. It is grand. It is because I am the essence of God Father and God Mother that I have the divine essence that produces all that there is. Instead of letting the analytical brain and the subconscious take over, because they'll go in and beat you up. And a lot of times I always wondered if we weren't two, because there's one that says, oh, I can do anything, and another says, well, I'll show you you can't. Now, in your background, do you have that where you were taught that you couldn't have everything? Or maybe you were taught, oh, the rich are really, you know, snub those that are poor. Or the rich get it by being unrighteous. Or the rich get it You see, there's all these things that have been taught in that subconscious that takes over when you're in prosperity.
Let me ask Ruthie if she recognizes any of those statements.
That's why I'm just going to say, is there any of those statements that might be truth with you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I was raised in a small Midwestern town during the 50s, and there was the cultural conditioning of that time and the financial status you were raised in, and that some people have more and you have less, and you don't know why, but you just accept that that's your lot in life. Although I know on another level the truth of the reality, I still those things still affect me, probably unconsciously. So
you're right. And when that happens, I want everybody to say, wait a minute, I not only deserve my right to all that God has, but I now accept it. You can deserve, you've got to accept.
Charlene, can I ask Ruthie something, darling?
Yes.
Ruthie, would you like Charlene to go in and clear this for you?
I would. I feel a little bit, I know that there's a large spiritual community that I feel connected to in my heart. However, in my physical environment, there's not a lot of support for the awareness that I have. I mean, so I feel like I get pulled by other people's beliefs also, and people that I love dearly and live with, but they don't share
the same
beliefs. And so their lack of faith sometimes in themselves or myself, I find it difficult to uphold that,
Okay, but see, that's one of the beautiful things about it, is that we can put in the God field. God will put it in that those that live with me accept me for my highest good.
Okay.
I mean, you can say what you choose. I'm just throwing that in. What is it you need to make that possible for you to live in harmony within your environment and be who you are?
Right.
What is it that you would like to have put in?
How's the word acknowledgement suit you, Ruthie?
Well, I guess I just want to be acknowledged and respected for my beliefs and the way I live, and sometimes I feel like some people and very very loving people that I see, very high people, but they wouldn't acknowledge if I told them my truth. They would not believe it, or they might think I was a little strange, or I don't know. It's sometimes I want to help people around me, and there's not a receptivity. But I take heart in the fact that I realize that as I work on myself, I see a change and I see an upliftment in those around me also. And
yes,
it makes me very happy to think that I can assist other people in some way.
Ruthie, your energy shift and the way you feel and the progression that you're making, you're absolutely correct, because we're not individuals unto ourselves.
Right.
Your energy is making a difference. It might not be as fast as you perceive you'd like it to be, but it is making a difference because we're all united. And so it will make a difference. And as we change, go in and have God say, go in and change that belief system. There's one comment that you made, and that's in a DNA. And your ancestral line, it says that they think you're kind of strange. That if you spoke your truth of who you really and how you felt, right?
Well, they wouldn't believe it because they don't believe, they don't find that in themselves. So
How about if they wouldn't accept you, Ruthie?
Yeah.
Well, that too. I find myself in situations that if I told people try to, you know, when a conversation comes up like the loss of a loved one, if I tried to tell them something that would comfort them, they might find that strange that I might know something like that, and that, you know, I mean,
it's acceptance too, darling.
Pardon?
It's acceptance also. You want to be accepted when you state your truth.
It's true. And
that's why you can have God pull out rejection, abandonment, and he'll pull that out and replace it with acceptance. I am accepted for who I truly am. I speak my truth, and I'm accepted for my truth.
Yes, thank you for that affirmation. Thank you.
Would that work?
Yes, I think so. I think that I've just felt a little lost in that area, and this is exactly what I wanted, is some direction as to how I can work with this and move past it. And I would really love to have a clearing if you think that would be helpful.
Okay, part of what it'll do is, and I know from past experiences, you're going to have a past life done as well, okay? Because people with your abilities and your understanding were not accepted. In fact, there was a great deal of persecution, a lot of bloodshed. So going into a past life and in a DNA, that God would have to pull that all out because it's in your memory. So it makes it so that you are reluctant to share it. It's not just because you don't feel like that you should now. It's because of those feelings that are intensified in that DNA and in past life memory. So
yes.
Is it okay if he pulls those out as well?
Yes, please. I would really appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, let's do that then.
Okay.
Well, Ruthie, and as Charlene is working with that, I will say to you, something similar to what Charlene mentioned is people like you who are light workers, who have worked for truth in the past, we've all been persecuted. And many times, well, Charlene mentioned, you know, that there was blood, meaning that these light workers who came forth in the past were literally not only persecuted, but many times killed by what we would call the church. You know, we came up with thoughts that didn't agree with the church thinking, and therefore, especially during the Inquisition, they were killed. And so when people go through the death process and they haven't cleared this, it carries on to other lifetimes. And I've had a lot of people ask for readings where they are carrying either guilt or shame, remorse, and it goes back to a past lifetime that needs to be cleared. And it's going to be interesting because Charlene mentioned that, you had something like that in the past that she was, that God was going to clear for you. So, you know, today might be a real Christmas present for you.
Absolutely. That's why I called for help, is I work a lot on myself, but I felt like this is something I really could use some help with, since it was beyond my awareness as to what, you know, where all of these feelings are coming from. So
that's
I'm
what we're
so
here
grateful.
For, dear.
Thank you so much. I'm really
And
really
I'm glad
grateful.
You called.
Thank you.
So Charlene's taking a while, so she's probably working on some clearing for you.
Well, I just feel a wonderful energy. I feel wonderful energy here.
Good. You can feel it?
Yes, I can. I can.
Wonderful.
Wonderful, yes.
You know, that is something that is so beautiful, Charlene, when people like Charlene and myself, you know, we bring forth these energies and the people can feel them. It is just such a delight for me. And I'm sure Charlene also, I can speak for her. And for those of you who might not be aware of our individual healings with Lord Metatron, this is proving to be something so exceptional. And if you're interested in that, go to MetatronMinutes.com, because what I'm finding is that these are individual conferences between the people. I, as the one who is conducting the phone call, working with Lord Metatron, and he is working on soul healings, and it is so beautiful because what's happening is this energy from the other side, just like you're saying, Ruthie, and how you feel this energy, this energy from Lord Metatron actually gets transferred to the individual in clearing and in healing, and it's beautiful.
It's how much we can learn. It's just the most beautiful sensation. It's miraculous. It's a beautiful gift.
I love it. And you probably feel the same way on the conference calls, too, don't you?
Oh, I do. I do. I'm incredibly moved. I don't even know how to express it. Just very deep, beautiful changes. Just such a difference after phone call. It's so uplifting.
What's so remarkable about that, Ruthie, is we are in a time and place where we have computers, we have telephones, and the masters from the other side actually come and connect with us. This is an age unlike any other age.
It is exceptional. It's extraordinary.
I often think about the prophets of old, you know, with the tools that they had on scrolls. Imagine trying to write something out.
That's true. Yes, that is something to think about, definitely.
And here, we can pick up our little Blackberries, you know, and do all this exceptional work.
That's why on these conference calls we speak to people all over the world, you know, and everyone can come together from so many places.
Isn't that fascinating?
It is fascinating.
Yeah, we have people from Europe and Australia and Canada and the United States. It's like you have a family all over the world that you can touch and connect with.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, Ruth Ann, would you tell me how you're feeling right now?
Well, I felt a lot of loving energy move through me, and I feel like a lightening. Like I feel lighter, and I just kind of feel wonderful all over. I don't really know how to describe it. It's just this lovely sensation, like this energy running through me, and I just feel.
Well, he changed that.
Really good.
Yeah, he changed that belief system that so many of us have. Is what you see is what you get, and you can't change it. Like they said, you know, some have prosperity, and it's not just money. It's having the ability to create who you want to be. And knowing that there's something within you, but it's not being created. And it can't come forward because of that belief system that you were talking about. So it's nice to have that resolved and taken out and put in that you will now remember the Ark of the Covenant that you created at the beginning of time. You will remember it and become who you truly are.
Charlene, explain to Ruthie what the Ark of the Covenant is.
Well, most of us have heard about the Ark of the Covenant, and I was talking to God about it one day, and I said, you know, I thought that was between God and mankind, and he said, no, that's between each one of us. Each individual has made a covenant with God at the beginning of creation of what they came to learn and to understand and to manifest. And so every individual has made that covenant as an individual. So in most cases, every case, I guess I can say, that he goes in and I watch him change that Ark of the Covenant. He doesn't change the covenant or that covenant is an energy between you and God. Uh-huh. And so what he does is, because of things that start happening in our past life and in this lifetime, we kind of start getting sidetracked for what that coveted in. And what he does is when we're working, he goes in and puts it so that it comes forward and that you will remember what that covenant is. And he not only covenants with you again and brings that memory forward, but he also grounds it to this earth's life path. And so that is one of the things that he does. And he says, so I watch it as he connects it with that covenant, and then I watch it as it goes around and comes, the energy is coming around you down into Mother Earth to the center, back up, and then grounds you to your life path.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I did not really understand that. Thank you for explaining that to me.
That's, yes, yes.
That's
and
wonderful.
So what you what you're going to do is start remembering what that is, and you will start manifesting it. Because
yes.
You're going to, the memory will be coming forward for you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You mentioned some things about past lifetimes, Charlene. Did God work on that too?
Yes. Yes, definitely. Yes, there was things like being, let me look, just a minute. It was like having a belief system of those that were very, very wealthy and those that are very, very poor, or the peasant that had nothing and there was nothing you could do about it. And so you just lived with your circumstances knowing that you had no recourse but to just stay in poverty. And so that was taken out and replaced with that you now have the right and the ability to create all that there is, because God is not a respecter of persons. And you had to be taught that in your past life, and that was pulled out and replaced with that.
I see. Thank you. I feel so extraordinary right now. I can't explain it, but I just have these extraordinary sensations, and I really so appreciate this blessing. Thank you.
Well, you'll be interested to know, and I'd be interested to have you call back and let me know the results of him putting in that those around you now honor and respect your belief system and are willing to abide or listen to what you believe and how you see things.
Absolutely. I will call back. Thank you.
Yeah, because it was showing that they were going to show respect and honor you for who you are.
Thank you. That would be wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Blessings to you, dear.
Thank you both so much. I so appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay, let us hear how you're doing.
I certainly will. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Roseanne. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Charlene, while we're talking about it, sweetheart, why don't you give your office number in case people want to call
oh,
in.
Oh, yes. Okay. It's Mountain Standard Time, 801-944-9346. And if I don't call back in 48 hours, please call again and leave your number and your name. Speak it very slowly. I have four answering machines, but they don't always, they're not always cooperative, so please
well,
call back.
Well, I thought Charlene's energy blows them out sometimes.
Yeah, well, because, and I have a sister who has as many problems with it as I do, so even her phone blows out, so she has to go get a new one, so.
Well, my friends, if you need to speak with Charlene privately, she does offer private consultations. I would also suggest that you go to MetatronMinutes.com. There is the story of Yeshua's soul journey. I think you would find those so fascinating. And we offer a free newsletter there. We're putting the previous ones up on the site. Also, there's some protocols. If you haven't seen it, you can go and check out the protocol for straightening out the hairline and straightening out the hara as they run over the two. We're not going to explain this today because we've done it in the past. This is exceptionally important, I do believe, while you're meditating. to have that connection between God and the core of the earth. That's what this is all about, to straighten out that line. There is a line that each of us carry. So read that protocol. We'll be putting up other protocols soon. I think that's very important. You might want to print that off. Charlene, you mentioned something about how people were caught in poverty. And I'd like to give you, and you probably have heard this before, but to repeat to our listeners how they might have come across those feelings and how it was impressed on them, especially during the Middle Ages. I was on a trip to France and went to a place where champagne was discovered, and we went into, I had a marvelous guide. There were four of us, and we had a personal guide that went with us, and she took us to this cat. She took us to places that really people don't manage to get to because they're not on the public street, so to speak, for people to notice them. But it was a castle. We went down into the basement where the peasants would bring carts of grapes. We could see the opening where they would dump these grapes to the bottom of this basement in this castle, where people inside would take the grapes and process them and make the champagne. And I'm there, standing on the earth, and I could pick up the energies and the emotions of these peasants and the people who worked there. And you were talking about feeling like you cannot move away from what life had dealt to you. And so if you know anything about the Middle Ages and the serfs, the peasants who worked the fields, they gave up their freedom for the protection of the local lord or prince or king. And they gave up a part of their product, whatever they raised, went to the king, it went to the church, and they had very little because they, you might say, got the leftovers. And so they were tied to the land. They were, it was a form of slavery, really. And here they were constantly giving their goods to the king and to the lord of the manor, so to speak. And so you could feel the desperation there, the sadness. I could pick up their emotions because there was cartload after cartload of grapes, you know, that was being dropped into the castle, and the emotions collected there in the earth. And so what the four of us did is we worked and we cleared the earth of that emotion. But the desperation, the loneliness, these feelings of being subjected and no way out. They knew this is what their life was going to be, and there was no way that they could change it. And so people who lived those lifetimes, who died feeling those emotions without being cleared, this is what they are going through right now in the body. And this is what you are clearing. Now, I'm feeling some disruption on the line. Are you feeling it, Charlene?
Yes, I am.
I don't know if that is lightning someplace, but see, it can't be because we're in two different states.
And Donald in another one.
That's correct.
Oh, kind of interesting.
So it's nothing here on my side and your side, we'll see.
Okay, talk just a minute. Let me do some clearing, okay? Just a minute.
Please. Well, here's some work in action. Charlene's going to clear the telephone line. I love it. Practice what you preach, huh? Well, this is a first. Give us a call here, friends. Our number here is 877-876-5227. We've got Charlene clearing the telephone line, so you've got an opportunity to call in.
Okay, how's that now?
Well, you're even more clear than you were before. So tell me, what was going on?
Well, we had a block going on in the field.
What kind of block, darling?
Well, just, you know, kind of an energy block that was put on.
Oh, by those who don't want our message to go out?
Yeah. Well, I always say God's in charge.
That's right. I love it.
Yeah, he's always in charge.
Well, folks, you heard it. You heard God in action clearing the telephone lines. I love it. That's
well,
got to be a
sometimes I have to go in and do that. And it doesn't hurt for everybody to do that periodically or to go in and ask God to clear their house or their property. You know, let him help you as much as possible.
We'll talk more about that after we take this caller. And your name,
okay.
Caller.
Hi. Hey, this is Scott Sampson from Ohio.
Hi, Scott. What can we do for you, dear?
I would just, whatever you could give me on maybe some Akashic record reading or what I could do to pour some more opening, to bring in some more light, to bring in some more information from the divine.
Well, I'm most happy to do this for you, Scott, but I need to know a little bit about where to search. So tell me what's in your mind. You want to open up spiritually is what it sounds like. And the question was, you're bringing in information. Is that what you're doing now?
Yes, working with the divine architectural information and also working with alchemical information and also working with earth information from the earth, from the
so
center
what,
of the earth.
So what are you trying to gather this information, like sacred geometry, for instance? Is that an area that you're working in?
Yes, that's an area I've been working in. There's a new geometry that has came forth, and we're working with that geometry, the geometry of the ascension, instead of the geometry that was used to move away from Creator. We're using the geometry to go back.
Well, I think that that's extremely important, Scott. So what you're working on is bringing in information of the sacred geometry for the ascension process, right?
Yes, it is. Right.
And so that information also includes some of these other facets that you're talking about. What's the main focus of what you're working on? Ascension?
Yes, the ascension process, yes, bringing heaven to earth. Earth is heaven, but actually manifesting it here to where everyone can see that. And
okay. Now, so your question is, you want to bring in or find ways to bring in more of this information. Is that really your question?
Yes, it is. For me to be open to that, opening up more light centers for my awareness within my being, so I can have more awareness.
Are you working with others right now, or is it just yourself?
Yes, I'm working with others. Not all the time with others, but yes, we do. There's more than myself doing this.
I'm not asking for their names, but how many people are you working with?
Well, I just have a couple of close friends, and then it networks out into several, actually, probably maybe 150 people.
Okay,
but,
the close friends that you are working with, is this done on an ongoing basis or do they change periodically?
It's periodically, probably every couple of weeks.
Now, this 100 people, are these on a conference call or are they connected? Okay, so you're receiving information, you're working with other people, and then you have people on a conference call who are calling in and receiving this information. Is that the setup?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Anything else you want to tell me about your work? Is that the basis of it? Are you doing books or recording?
There is information being written down, and there will be books brought forth. There are some books that are being worked on. My particular role, I'm not looking really to be writing books necessarily. I'm really wanting to do the work. I'm really wanting to see it manifest on here on Earth. So, you know, as well as bringing the healing process forward for all of humanity, and also, you know, the manifestation of heaven on Earth. That's really, I'm going to do it as a global process rather than one-on-one individual type.
Well, it sounds to me like what you're trying to do is you want to bring the information in and then turn it over to other people to implement it. Is that what your scope is here?
Well, yes, that's part of it. Yes, is bringing it in and sharing with others, as well as just being able to work with it myself in a broader architecture. You know, bringing the understanding how the architecture works, and having that knowingness, you know, where a lot of times it comes through and it's just, you know, you wonder and then not real sure.
Now, when you say architecture, I think what you're asking is the framework. Is that what you mean by architecture?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
the framework. Okay. I think what we should do here is back up a little bit, Scott, and go into your mission first.
Okay.
And for those of you who might not understand how I work, I send a part of my mind to the center of the cosmos. I connect with my angelic form there, one of the cherubim, and there are several cherubim there now with your records. Your records has everything that pertains to all of your journeys and all of your experiences. And that's why I question you, so we know exactly what part of your record to go to. And in that, I think what would be most helpful to you first is to find out what your mission was, what you chose to do and why when you came into this lifetime. And so they are there with your record. We have several cherubim who have pulled some of this information from different parts of your record. And what they are showing me, Scott, is you really are duplicating information that you have done before. In other words, this is not the first lifetime where you have done this work.
Yes,
that ma'am. You come, and you have come many times at the beginning of a new golden age. And, of course, this might sound overwhelming to you, but that is the job of the cherubim. You are one of the cherubim that came with me, who is speaking to you, back at the time of Atlantis, and you have come become incarnate at each point when the Earth was ready for a golden age. And so this is not new information for you. This is something that you have worked on through eons from the time of Atlantis.
Yes.
And so you have many thoughts in your mind as to what you intend to do. And
yes.
You do have some clearing now that needs to be done. This is clearings from past lifetimes when you came in to bring forth the information from the new golden age, and your messages were not accepted. Not only were they not accepted, and you see this isn't necessarily true just for you, but it is true for all the cherubim who came at those critical, pivotal, I'll get it out. Pivotal times in history. And many times we lost our lives. because there was the dark that did not want this information brought in. And this, Scott, is what is holding you back right now to clear these past lifetimes. And it's not so much the lifetime itself, but the emotions that you held when you crossed over to the other side, because there were many emotions that we feel, abandonment. In other words, here we were here to do a great mission, and the mission was cut short, and there was a feeling of abandonment. It was like, well, okay, I did what I was supposed to do. What happened here? What went wrong? To give you an example. And you probably feel some of that right now as I'm speaking about this, don't you?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Yes. You can relate to this. And so this needs to be cleared. I'm not sure that we can do all of this today because I have a sense here that you really haven't begun clearing in this manner. Is this true or false?
That I haven't cleared
it all? Clearing this past lifetime trauma. Have you been doing this?
I have an intention, yes, to do that. I know it's not all been cleared. I do know that as well. Yes.
Okay, so you have the intention, but there's really a lot of layers there. It's like an onion. You know, you have all these layers of onion, and each peel side, each layer, and so you have some work to do there.
Okay.
And you can do a couple things with that. It's going to take more work on that than we can do today on the radio, because there's some other issues that I want to cover with you. You could find someone who does that energy work, or you can contact Charlene for a session clearing this. You can also ask for either a healing, a soul healing with Lord Metatron, or an Akashic reading. Anyway, this is one of the things. If it were cleared, you would get more clarity, because the emotions that you were carrying in that energy body that's next to the physical, which is the emotional energy body, is causing some conflict. Because when you bring in this information, you are bringing in this, well, it's not just you, but it's other people who do this work. We bring it in on the emotion of love. I think you understand that, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and so there is this great emotion of love that we must hold. We must hold the vibrational energy of love to be able to bring in this information.
Yes.
And when you have these past, the memories of the past times when there was failure, it wasn't your failure, but the new age was not brought in. And so when you crossed over, there was this great sadness. And so that energy, that vibrational energy is much lower than the love energy that you need to bring in the new information. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Right. That was the mechanism that was used to keep me at bay, basically.
Yes.
That's how the
dark worked.
Yes. Right. Yeah. We feel as though it's failure, and then we drop down in our frequencies, and that continues the dissension process.
That's
playing into it, rather than understanding the love and everything that was there.
So what the dark was doing is they were trying to destroy the soul.
Yes.
They couldn't destroy the soul, and so they put in the kind of roadblocks, as you perceive, to bring down the vibrational frequency. And so then the next time you incarnated, you had to work on bringing up that frequency on this in this dimension. And that's how they could hold us back.
Yes.
Or one of the ways that they could hold us back. So your mission, as I look at the records from your mission, and see, you really know this, Scott. This is not new information for you, but from the point of view that you're cherubim and you've done this through every golden age, you're probably not aware of that.
I know that there's been many attempts to do things in the past, and I see that now that this is the greatest moment that we've ever had on the earth. I know that I'm told that, so I know now the success. It's actually we are successful. We are in the ascension process. It is taking place. So it's just a matter of get off your rear end and do something. Really, I guess that's kind of the thing, you know.
That was what you chose to do on this lifetime. Now let's look for a second at the process that you're working with this group. You want to take a look at that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's take a look at that. And the cherubim, of course, are going to another part of your record, though it is connected with your mission, because what you did was you made an agreement with these individuals before you came in. And I suspect you sense that, don't you, this connection?
Oh, yes. Yes, very much.
And you see, these individuals that you made an agreement with, they were there in the past with you also. In other words, you have a group that you're working with
yes.
that have come in with you each time you came in. It's a core group.
Okay.
And what we're seeing here is this is a group that you can trust, that you all have this common goal. The goal is the same for all of you. You've done this many times, and so you know how to work together with one another. You probably feel this great cooperation among each of you, don't you?
Oh, yes, very much so, yes.
And that's what this sense of cooperation is. It is the remembrance of the journeys in the past that you have spent with one another. So you might say this group is tried and true, so to speak.
Okay.
However, they are at the same level that you are in this sense, that they need to clear this also from the past.
Okay.
So this is something that all of you need to do is to work on this clearing. And what I'm also seeing is some of the things that you need to do is you need to check your hara line before you work. Now, do you know what that is?
That the center line?
Yes, there is a protocol for that. You can go to the website at MetatronMinutes.com under protocol. It explains it.
Okay.
And it explains how you connect your hara line, how to connect it to the hara. There's two points here. And the hara line runs from source down to the center of the cosmos. And so what you should do is every time you work together, well, whether you work individually or whether you are working with this group, you should all, before you begin, straighten your hara lines. The protocol there is on the website.
Okay.
And then do you mentally align yourself to God's will before you work?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's extremely important. And then the other extremely important thing is the energy that you use to do your work is not your own, but rather God's energy. Do you state that intention before you work?
No.
That's another thing that you should add. So there are several things to set up your manner of working. You're going to clear the subtle body, as we said. You're
okay.
going to align yourself before you work. You align yourself with Source, with Source's intention. So, in essence, what you're doing is you're stepping out of your ego and you're allowing God to work within your in your life, what you say that you're doing.
Yes.
Then you want to straighten out your hara line. Make sure that line is straight and the hara.
Yes.
And then you want to make sure that your intention is that in this work you are using God's energy and not your own, because the physical has certain limitations.
Yes.
And what you are bringing in now, the energy that you are bringing now, is greater than what your physical limitation is. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, very much so. Yes, it's much higher light. Yes, it's got more frequencies and much more information. That's what I'm wanting to bring in.
And so it appears to me that what you're doing is you are working through your own energy, and you are limiting, by
yes.
working through your own energy, you are limiting as to what can come in.
Yes.
Now, do you find sometimes when you're bringing in information that, oh, there seems to be something missing here, I should have more understanding of this? Do you ever feel that way?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. So the reason for that is what we're just stating, is that you connect to, well, for lack of a better word, an energy
yes.
packet that you have connected into. And because you're using your own energy and you're not using God's energy, you run out of energy before you get all the information.
Okay. I got you.
Now, the other thing is, do you ever see energy come in that looks like dots and dashes? You visually... well, I get maybe. Do you ever? First of all, let me ask that question. Does that happen with you?
I have. I've seen it written down by others. I've seen the language of light, which is dots and dashes. I have seen that.
Well, what that is that's a download of information that God sends.
Okay.
And apparently, you don't have a free flow with this yet. Let me see if I can find out what your problem is there. Have you raised Kundalini?
That's what I've been working on, but it's open, but I don't feel as though that it has actually raised. I mean, it's not overwhelming, but yes, I've opened the Kundalini. It has been activated.
How far has it gone in your body? Okay, you've opened it up. How far has it gone? Has it gone through your body and then up through the crown yet?
No, I really don't think it has risen that far.
I think that if you do that, if you're able to work with that and do that,
yes.
This energy, another word for it would be the Shekinah energy coming from God, going through your chakra system and back up. You see, this energy comes down, brings what you're trying to bring in is coming down from God, and it's coming through the Shekinah energy, going through the chakra systems where the information is stripped from the dots and the dashes, God's language, and then the empty, it's almost like an empty vehicle then goes back up to God. So there has to be a flow through there. And in that flow, it's going to be very difficult to have that flow come down and go around without raising the Kundalini.
Okay.
Because the Kundalini helps bring that energy down and helps take it back up. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, very much. Yes, it's very clear. Yes. Yes, that's what I'm looking for, what I need to focus on.
If you're so inclined, Scott, if you have trouble with this, you could go to Metatron Minutes and order a personal reading with Lord Metatron, and he'll help you with that.
Okay.
I've
got the page up. Yes, I have your page up. I also have, I believe, my assemblage point. It's been moved, and I do have a language that I speak.
I didn't hear the first part of that, Scott. Would you repeat it?
Yes, I have my assemblage point has been moved.
Wait a minute. Your what point? Your assemblage point?
Right.
What do you mean by that?
Okay, the assemblage point is a ball of light that is the arm's length behind, basically behind your left shoulder blade. And
okay.
That's where the lines of light assemble, and that's where we're connected to a particular information. The ones like the shapeshifters, the shamans that would shapeshift into animals, they would just move their assemblage point to the point of where they would be an animal. That's the process of shape-shifting, which is not really the way we want to move. We're really intending to move, you know, to a higher frequency. Not that, you know, to say that animals are a lower frequency, but that's, as human beings, we're not really looking to go that direction. So,
well, see, that point I wasn't aware of because I don't work with that. That's why
okay.
I asked you.
Okay. So what I have received by doing that is a language, and I was just, I'll go ahead and speak some of the language. Is that okay? Right now?
First, before you do that, let me see, where do you think that language comes from?
Well, that's the reason I was asked, I was going to speak it to see if,
No, I don't want you to speak it. I want to find out first where it's coming from.
Alrighty.
Do you have any idea? You don't have to speak it for me to know where it's coming from.
Okay.
Where do you think it's coming from?
Well,
take a moment. You know this. Just take a moment, breathe a little bit, and do a little deep breathing, and then you examine this, and you tell me the first thought that comes in your mind, where do you think this is coming from?
Well, I get that it's actually coming from myself in a previous, whether it would be a previous incarnation or another place where I'm located within that, and that's the language. That is more of a star language, of a universal language, where now I speak Earth language, you know, or something like that. That's so I'm kind of feeling that it's my language, and it's somewhere that.
How do you decipher this, Scott? When you work with it, how do you decipher it?
Well, I really don't decipher it. That's probably one of the things. That's one of the reasons why I'm wanting to have a better understanding. I do write the language as well, and then sometimes I can just turn around and decipher some of it. I can write that language, which is, it's not any of our letters of the alphabet. It's just another language.
No, I understand. Okay, let me first of all go up to. I don't know if we're going to be able to get through all this, Scott. We've got like 10 minutes. Let me see what.
Okay.
I'm going to ask where this is coming from. Scott, I don't want to discuss this on the air right now.
Okay.
If you are planning on ordering a soul healing,
sure,
with
yes.
Lord Metatron, that's uh-huh. going to be one of your questions. In other words, that's going to be something that you want information on, where it is coming from, what it is, how you use it, and how to discern how and what it is and how to use it. I think this is something that's very important for you.
Okay.
Now, is there another question that we can get to in these 5 or 10 minutes other than the star language that you're talking about?
Well, that's... Well, it's very nice to have someone ask me that question.
What'd you
I
say?
I appreciate it.
I didn't hear
nice
what you said.
I say it's very nice when someone asks me a question that they want to answer one of my thoughts, you know. It's always, I'm trying to decipher my own thoughts. And that's very nice that you're out there and the service that you're bringing forth. I bless you for that.
Well, see, Scott, we really did answer a lot of your questions. First of all, your mission, just how important it is. You've come
yes.
in time and time again.
Yes.
You've come with this group that you can trust. It's a core group that you have worked with. We've given you some information as to how to prepare the physical to be working with this.
Yes.
And you've got some clearing to do with You can do it on your own, or Lord Metatron can help you with that. And also, I think this other question that you're working with, you need to have some more information about that. And I'm guessing that what you also want to know is how all of the routes that you might use to disseminate this information, because I sense that, are you doing any graphs? Are you doing any illustrations of what you're receiving?
Yes, there are people within the group that get illustrations. Yes, there are, and they are putting them together. Yes,
because that's important, you know.
Yes, yes, it's very important. It's the process, of our new. What I see is how we're going to bring forth the heaven on earth. How everyone will. What I see is that what they have always done is made limited things. It's like there's only so much gasoline or so much bread or whatever. That when we are able to just manifest an apple, then abundance. There is no lack of abundance, but they have perpetuated that story so much within mankind that there is a lack of, and there's no lack of anything. We're all within the universe, and we're all part of the universe, and it's enormous. There's just so much there, and we need that understanding. We need to bring that forth, and when we can bring that forth, the lack of, and the things that, just like they show the stock market, all this thing that we're going through, that's all just an illusion to keep the lack of in place, so people will think that they do not have what they actually is their God-given right to have. So that's my mission, is to bring that forth, is to be sure that everybody, they manifest the apple, and if their child's, needs food, they just turn the tap water on and get the milk or whatever. I mean, that's my mission, is to prove that, or to bring forth that there is no lack of anything.
Yes, because we have been taught that there is just a certain amount of whatever we're talking about, that there's a certain quality, a quantity, and if you go beyond that, there's no more. And so, yes, your mission is extremely important, and it has been important. Have you felt an urge to gather and buy a piece of land yet?
Well, I did that quite a while ago. I did that about 10 years ago. and the funny thing, get this, I didn't know I just knew the property. When I was a child, my father and I fox hunt, just listening to the dogs chase foxes when I was a child on this property. And I thought, well, I'd love to own this, And so, like 30 years later, it's manifested. It becomes mine. And then I'm sitting there with some people that farm the land around there. And they said, how do you like that new property? I said, it's wonderful. And then they said, the name of it? And I said, no. And they said, it's called Heaven's Knob.
So Scott, what are you doing with this land, honey? It's an important piece of your future. What are you doing with it?
I'm growing trees right now. Trees and animals. That's what's happening right now. I'm not doing anything with it.
Well, you've got some destiny there that you need to catch up on,
Yes. I hope. Okay. Then that'll be another question that I would.
I think you need to explore that. Scott, it's just so wonderful talking to you, and I would like to say congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You have a lot of brothers and sisters out there working with you, and the connection to you has just been wonderful. I do think, the clearing that you need to do, the focus on the land, and also an overall plan as to how you're going to disseminate this, because it's more than just conference calls, as you probably know.
Yes. And
so something that you want to put together is draft, if you to draft a progress, how a proposal to yourself and to the others as to what you're going to do with this, because now is the time for you to come forth with this plan.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll be talking later, I'm sure.
Okay, yes, I will give you a call, and I appreciate it very much. You and Charlene both, you guys, wonderful voice and your laughing nature. It really is enlightening and brings relieves a lot of stress and just
well,
by
you.
Hearing you guys talk and enjoying
thank
life.
Thank you for that message.
Yes.
Thank you for the message.
You're very welcome.
That was very, very good. Thank you.
Yeah, my wife
Bless
and I
you,
went
Scott.
On a little vacation, and I had some recordings from the show, and we listened to you several hours in a row, and we laughed a lot because it's just it's so true. You know, you guys are right from the heart, so it's a privilege that you guys have an avenue with Don there bringing this forth, and we love that guy too. He's an inspiration, and he's helping everyone bring their path forward. So thanks a lot, and I appreciate the call, and I will get back with you. And love you guys, and blessings to all of you.
Thank you.
Oh,
Scott.
Wonderful. Thank you,
right.
Scott. We
You're
love
welcome.
You, too.
Okay,
bye for
bye-bye.
Now.
Well, we thank people like Scott for giving us a little praise. You know, a little bit of praise goes a long way, doesn't it, Sterling?
Well, it's wonderful. I appreciate it.
Well, I do, too. You know, you sit here for 2 hours and you try to bring inspiration to people and you try and do the right thing, and it's just good to hear once in a while that you appreciate it, which means let us end this show today by giving all of you a little homework. And what the homework is look in the face of somebody that you love today and just tell them how you appreciate them for who and what they are. Use your own words. But, you know, we all need that now and then. You get tired of your work sometimes. And for those that you love, to just appreciate who you are, it's so wonderful. Real quick, Charlene, no description, just your phone number.
Okay, 801-944-9346.
And we have a lot of websites, CarolynEvers.com, Metatron Minutes. We would recommend the story of Jeshua's soul, which is, I find, very compelling. We have free conference calls. We also have conference calls with Lord Metatron. Consider that. And the free newsletter. Anything else you want to bring to people's attention? We have 1 minute, Charlene.
Well, I thought that Scott brought up a really wonderful message that we were really talking about before that. And I just appreciate him following through on that because I thought he did a marvelous job. And it's people like that that really are making our world a different place, that's for sure.
Indeed.
And we love you for it.
And as Scott also said, how much he appreciates Don and BBS Radio.
Yes,
send
I
a prayer.
That was wonderful.
Yeah, send a prayer their way. You know, they're working very hard for the future, the new golden age, bringing heaven down to earth. And we love him, too. So 2 weeks from now, Charlene and I will be back, but I'll be back tomorrow. Join me then. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.